heaven. Hey guys, welcome to the 19th episode of Another Heaven. I'm DJ T, a new addition to the team. I'll be DJing for you today and I hope you enjoy the show. Now, the first song I'm gonna play is by a group that are really, really hyped up lately. Ladies and gentlemen, 2PM. Right, 2PM is a 7-member boy band from JYP. The members are Jaebon, Nikon, Junsun, Taekyeon, Juno, Woyoung, and Changsun. 2PM is one of the two subgroups branched out from 11 boy band One Day, the other being 2AM. They debuted with a song 10 out of 10, which showcased their mix of acrobatic and boy band style. Now, the song I'm gonna play for you is the new song that they came out from the album Again and Again, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Again and Again by 2PM.
Thank you.
Now guys, that was Again and Again by 2PM. That song recently has been on my replay list. I've been playing it over and over again. Or should I say, I've been playing it again and again. Which I have been playing it again and again. Okay, I'll stop. But it's actually a pretty good song. I'm impressed by it. It got mixed into Wonder Girls' Nobody, and it matched like 100%. I was like, wow. So basically, JYP just recycled some of his Wonder Girls material, which could mean he's a genius, or he's not giving his artists the freedom they need to expand into their music. But then 2PM are a new group, so I'm not really shocked that they're not really got freedom as much as, you know, groups like Super Junior or Dongban Shinki has. Talking about Super Junior, I'm gonna play Super Junior up next. Did you guys know that? Yes, I'm playing Super Junior's Sorry next. Yes, Sorry. That song, it just like Again and Again, just repetitive, but a really, really good listen. So I'm gonna play Sorry by Super Junior. For those of you that don't know, Super Junior is a 13-member group from SM Entertainment. They're the largest boy band in the whole world. They debuted in 2005, and now the debut in 2005 with Twins, which was really, really huge back then. And then they had a Christmas single with Dongban Shinki's Show Me Your Love. And after that, they debuted with Miracle. Also, they had You as well, which was in Korean but also in Chinese. And then they went into different subgroups such as Super Junior KRY, Super Junior T, Super Junior Happy P, Super Junior M. But then now they've come back together. All the members, all the 13 members, have come back together for the third album, Sorry, which was released March 12, 2009. The single, Sorry, was digitally released March 9, 2009. In less than a week after the pre-orders were announced, over 150,000 were pre-ordered. And then when it actually came out, over 29,000 copies were sold the first week, and the promotions didn't actually start until March 13, when they performed Sorry and the second song of the album Why I Like You on Music Bank. 2 weeks later after that performance, Sorry became number one on the same program. So this song is actually pretty huge because they won loads of different awards for it. But guys, it's time for you guys to listen to the song. And for you guys to judge if you like it or not. So ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sorry by Super Junior.
Girl, I 눈만 뜨면 네 생각 전화기나 사실 너 하나밖에 안 보여. 맘에 내가 자리 잡았는지 내게 말해줘. 주변 사람들은 말은 내가 너무 자극적. 젖을 때 다시 한 눈뺄 생각 없어.
And that was Super Junior with Savvy Savvy. Now, I don't know what's been happening lately in K-pop. K-pop has seemed not to be as exciting as before. Maybe it's because everyone's the big people, like Wonder Girls, Dongbang Shinki, Big Bang, they're all like not active right now in Korea, so K-pop hasn't been as exciting as it was. Because lately, I found it difficult to find new music that I actually enjoy in K-pop, and that's never actually happened to me before. So I'm like, wow, what's going on in K-pop? What do you guys think that as well? Because it's hard enjoying K-pop when there's no new music, no unique music coming out. There'd be some like new girl groups are coming out this year. This is the year of girl groups. Like, so many new girl groups are coming out, like 21, which is from YG, and YG After School are out already. We've got Rainbow that's coming out from DSP. We've got Pink Heart, which I don't know that much about. We've got Seven Size, which is Trot, and we've got that 9-1 as well. I can't remember the name, it's so hard. There's so many, I can't remember who they are. The only girl group, do I listen to girl groups? I listen to them once in a while, but most of the time I listen to boys because I find it more interesting. And like this year, I've listened to the only girl group I've listened to is Sonae Shitae, and that was with G, and that's not the song I heard from them, and that's not the song I've actually played. Oh yeah, Kara with Honey, Pretty Girl. Kara, I've taken a like to them. They are so entertaining. I find them absolutely funny, especially Nicole when she's on Star Golden Bell. She is absolutely adorable, even though she's older than me. But yeah, she's cute. So yeah, if you guys don't know that much about Kara, you need to check them out. They are very interesting bunch of girls. Now the next song I'm gonna play is by a new debut person, AJ. You guys heard of him, right? With Dancing Shoes. AJ is from Cube Entertainment, which is like a sister group, brother sister group of JYP. His birthday is March 30, 1990, so he's like a couple of months older than me. Oh my god, that's a couple of months. I feel so old. Yeah, he debuted April 2nd with Dancing Shoe. What do you guys think of this song? I haven't really listened to it that much. It's a pretty good song. It's very repetitive, like all the other songs are. But it's got potential to be great. He's getting compared to Seven and Main, which is not really shocking because all the male soloists that have came out this year have been compared to Main and Seven. Like Taegyun has been compared to Rain and Seven, and the other guy Chunglia, I can't remember his name, but he's been compared to Rain and Seven as well. All three of them really have been compared to Rain and Seven. Now AJ is, because he's from Cube Entertainment, he's gonna be known for his dancing the most rather than his singing, because Cube, JYP, they're more known for the action kind of thing, like 2PM. The dancing thing, and AJ is actually a very good dancer. He's got a good potential to be a great K-pop artist, just as long as he keeps going for it, then he can reach where he wants to go. Now guys, I'm gonna play dancing shoes. So are you ready to get your dancing shoes on? Guys, this is AJ and the dancing shoes. Make a sound. AJ with dancing shoes. Now I'm gonna move over to YG Entertainment and introduce you guys to 2NE1. Do you guys know them? Of course you've heard of them, with Lollipop with Big Bang. They are the four ladies of YG Entertainment. We've got CL, which is you, who's the leader. We've got Pat Boo, we've got Sandra, and we've got Mingjin. Those four girls are willing to change the look of boy girl groups. So I'm gonna play you guys Lollipop by 2NE1 and Big Bang.
Nah, that's not how we do it.
Lolly, lolly, lollipop, oh.
T.O.P. 내 사랑 bling bling like LED.
그땐 딱 내 스타일이야. 반짝 반짝 스타일이야. 색다른 girl one hand. Yes. Let me show you if that's
now
okay.
Now come now, 색다른 rainbow. 난 느낀 순간 넌 빠져버린 걸 알아. You just can't control.
뱃사로잡은 건 너와 나만이 아닌 우리 둘의 secret.
Hey girl, let's get it pop.
Lolly 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 pop time. 다가와 lolly 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 pop 내게 속삭여.
예발이 너의 move 이미 내 시선을 가둬버린 나의 groove 식상함들은 매일 날 지치게 해 Let's just give you and I F-R-E-S-K
Now come on 새가른 rainbow 난 느낀 순간 넌 빠져버린 걸 알아
You just keep control
Lollipop by 2NE1 and Big Bang. Now I read recently that 2NE1's coming out with a new song called Fire. Now I can't wait to hear it, seriously, because I've been waiting for this girl group for so long. It's like, wow, they're finally coming out in just a week's time, in just 2 weeks time they'll be out with Fire. And I hope it's just them, not featured any big famous people, because that'd be like, you know, not right. I want to see them develop in their own way and see if they can do that. Now then, to see if they can do that, we have to bring out Fire without any famous person. Now the other girl group is After School, which is the Korean version, apparently the Korean version of Pussycat Dolls. Now I don't know what to say about that. Before they came out, I was like, oh yeah, After School, an older band. But really, they're not really sexy in the kind of the Grace kind of sexy. They're sexy, they're like cute sexy, and cute sexy just doesn't work for them really. So it's just like, But After School, the debut is wow, January 17th. Why does it seem like it was just last month? Debut in January 17th, 2009 with which actually was pretty a big hit. Loads of people were singing it and they got known for it, so that's a pretty good song. The Under Playlist Entertainment, which is the same thing as Song Dambi, the leader Pat Gahee used to be a backup dancer for SM and YG Entertainment, so she's known around a lot. And she also like rapped for some Dambi's song, so they're known. Now they've got a new song out called Diva, but they've got one, they added one more member onto it. You, Kim Yo Jin, they added her form into it. She's a friend of Yobin from Wonder Girls. Now they've got now they've got six members, because it used to be just five, so now it's just six members. So that's good. Now I'm gonna play the new song Diva. Lately you guys will notice that I've been playing songs, I've just been repeating words over and over again, but the last song hopefully won't, but you guys will know what song that is very soon. So now I give to you Diva by After School.
Make a sound.
I love my boy.
That was Diva about After School. Now, this next band doesn't really need an introduction. They don't, we all know who they are. I'm just going to say a few words and you just guess straight over there. If you don't, seriously, where have you been? Now, what am I going to say? There's five of them. Five very good looking men. That's good enough clue. Come on. Well, it could be FT Island. It could be SS501. Could be them. But we know it's not them. Seriously. Five good looking men who have taken over Asia. Who are gonna take over the world very soon. Have you taken a guess? Come on. Is it Dongban Shinki? No, it's not Dongban Shinki, people. No. Five good looking men. It's not Dongban Shinki. No. Nope, I will tell you after I finish talking. Now, what should I talk about? Oh yeah. The difference between K-pop and J-pop. Oh, this topic has been going on lately because of a certain 5-member group. Because of a 5-member group. This topic has been going on lately. Like, this certain 5-member group have been changed their music style so many times that you just get confused. Like, 1 minute they're singing K-pop, another minute it's J-pop, which, you know, and then the J-pop and K-pop are so different. They go for different audiences, you know, like K-pop, the K-pop music is so beat, it's just very snappy, while the J-pop music is very, I can't call it low quality because I actually like some of the J-pop music they produced. Like, I'm going to give you a clue here. Like, the one playing in the background, Force. Oh, come on, you have to know who I'm talking about right now. Force. That song is absolutely nice. There's Taxi. There's, you know, different songs. Lately, people have been like, Share the World, We Are, the Sick, Survivor. They're like, what kind of songs are those? But really, it appeals to the J-pop audiences, because after a while, when you listen to Captoon, when you listen to other J-pop artists, and then you listen to the 5-member group, you realize that they sound almost not the same, but they've got the same qualities. Obviously, it's going to appeal to the J-pop audience, not to the K-pop audience. So it's been like, you know, people are not that. So now I'm gonna introduce this 5-member group to you. It's not Dongban Shinki, people. No. It's Toho Shinki. Yes, Toho Shinki, the Japanese boy band. I'm joking. Yeah, Dongban Shinki, Toho Shinki, TVSQ, same people. Dongban Shinki. Oh my god, I can't pronounce Chinese. Yeah, Toho Shinki debuted in Japan 2006, just a year after debuting in Korea. So they've been all over the place, really. Like, going from Japan to Korea, from Korea to China, from China to Thailand, from Thailand back to Korea, back to Japan. But you know what I'm talking about. They fly here to them. They've been around the world, around Asia more times than I've been around my neighborhood. Yeah, they debuted in Japan 2006. Apparently, they just had their fourth Japan anniversary from when they debuted just a couple of days ago. So yay for Dongban Shinki, for Toho Shinki. They debuted with, what song was it? Yeah, Step by Step. Yeah, they debuted with Step by Step, even though they've released like other songs. Was also released in Japan, of course. Oh, you also had the Korean version as well. But then we've got Sky. Yeah, the debut at the beginning, right? Yeah, I don't know. I'm so confused right now because it goes so many songs. I'm like, wow. But yeah, they debuted in Japan with Stay With Me Tonight. There we go. Then they had Somebody to Love. Then they had My Destiny. Then they had Asuba Kurokawa, which is Because Tomorrow Will Come. Then they had Rising Sun, then they had Begin, then they had Sky, then they had All, then they had Step by Step, then they had Choose a Lover, then they had Summer Dream, then they had Ride On, Shine Together, Last Angel with Kumi Koda, Purple Line, Beautiful You, Doshide, then they had so many. I'm gonna continue going on. They had the Melodic version as well. They had Bolero, Kiss the Baby Sky, Wasurena Day, Survivor, and now recently Share the World / We Are. So many songs they brought out, ridiculous. Now then, I'm gonna play the newest one they've got, which is Share the World, which is for the anime One Piece, which I watch, which is actually pretty interesting. Actually, you need to check it out. So yeah, this is Toho Shinki with the newest Japanese single, Share the World. Shinki with Share the World, and this means it is the end of the show. Oh guys, I had fun on this, my first time, and you can obviously tell I was nervous because I kept on talking without shutting up. I need to learn how to shut up eventually. That's the first time. It's not bad, is it? Oh, not bad at all. Thanks for the love, guys, and I hope you enjoyed my show. I hope you enjoyed the music I played. Next time, hopefully, I have more J-pop for you guys, because I don't really listen to J-pop except for Toho, Shinki, and The Grace. But hopefully, next time, I have more music for you, because I will expand my knowledge. And hopefully, next time, I won't talk as much as I do now. So, this is DJ T for Another Heaven. And I'm saying good night, good morning, good evening to everyone listening. And I shall see you next time on podcast. Bye, guys. Mwah.